up on this, and I understand the audience's concerns and everything. This meeting is to, or this public hearing is to decide whether or not the city council is going to approve for Mr. Thompson to divide that into three lots versus one large lot. That is it. Water retention, water runoff. Even if you approved it and said he could subdivide it and make it three lots, that doesn't mean he can build. He's going to build on it. We're just giving that blessing. And I get the issue because I got my own thoughts on it exactly myself. The issue is are you going to approve this for them to subdivide it into three lots, or do you want to table it and have city attorney and engineer and those involved in it back here to answer questions? I guess you have to decide where you want to go from here.
My opinion, since there, a lot of people are having backup with sewage and all that, the water runoff and stuff, maybe you need to table it before we get...
That's a total different problem. That's Iowa American Water's problem. That's not the city of Bluegrass's problem. Right now, it's Iowa American Water's problem.
It's going to be a problem somewhere down the line.
According to this, it says generally they allow 10,000 square foot in Bluegrass. But it also says a minimum of 100 foot lot width. Were you saying 75 or 60 or something earlier?
I thought the minimum sizes were 60 foot wide lots.
Okay. I just asked for lot size, and it does say 10,000 square foot, generally speaking, in Bluegrass. But it also says 100 foot lot width, which is kind of big, I think.
Wow, and this is 123. That 10,000 square foot lot is 123.55 feet wide.
Okay. That's still good then.
So I mean,
mm-hmm.
It meets the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Council, do you have a...
need a motion to close.
I understand that. Okay. Council, do you have a direction in which way you're going? If so, we will close the public hearing.
Make that motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Kalupa?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes. Zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Council, are you ready for this resolution to be read?
It's just approving the Planning and Zoning Commission.
The lot division. Huh?
Let him read it.
Well, he can read it, because he can read it out loud. For everyone.
You want me to read it?
Absolutely.
Whereas the Planning and Zoning Commission, on request from James Thompson, held a public hearing on the 14th day of July 2026 to review the final plat of Jim Thompson, first edition, located within the corporate limits of Bluegrass, Iowa, Scott County. And whereas the final plat was presented to the commission for consideration, at which time the commission reviewed both city engineer and city attorney's letters of recommendation, and after much discussion and public input, found that the subdivision conformed with all applicable city ordinances and therefore recommended that the city council approve the final plat of Jim Thompson, first edition. And whereas the final plat of Jim Thompson, first edition was then presented to the city council of Bluegrass, Iowa at a public hearing held July 20th, 2026, which contained real estate in the city of Bluegrass, Iowa. And whereas the city council, after much study and discussion and public input, determined that the platting of the subdivision was in harmony with the city's comprehensive plan now in effect, and based on recommendations from the city engineer, city attorney, building commissioner, and planning and zoning commission, approved both final plat of Jim Thompson, first edition. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the city council of the city of Bluegrass, Iowa, that the final plat of Jim Thompson, first edition, be approved as follows. 1. The final plat of Jim Thompson, first edition, is hereby approved with the stipulation that the following documents be filed. A, notarized certificate by the owners of the subdivision that the final plat is with the owner's free consent. B, attorney's legal opinion regarding the fee title. C, certification from the Scott County Treasurer that all taxes and assessments have been paid. D, certificate from an Iowa registered professional engineer regarding preparation of the plans. E, restrictive and protective covenants, if any. F, certificate showing a consent the platting by the mortgagee, if any. 2, the dedication to public use of the streets and easements designated on the final plat is accepted. 3, the mayor and city clerk are authorized and directed to certify this resolution in order that the plat may be recorded in the Scott County Recorder's Office. Passed by the City Council, City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day, July 2026. Approved and signed by the mayor of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day of July 2026.
Council?
Make that motion, James, to approve this resolution.
Okay.
One second.
Roll call.
Council member Herman?
Aye.
Block?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Kalupa?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Well, we need to address the storms that were obviously.
Yeah, right away.
That we're going to address yet tomorrow, or probably yet tonight. Okay, next item is item number 14, ordinances and resolutions draft, ordinance amendment 2026-03, adding chapter 10.95, electronic devices. Council, have you reviewed this?
Yes, sir.
Is there any corrections you want made to it?
Under D, there it is, 1095-030. No, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. F. No person shall operate a micromobility device upon any road with a posted speed limit of greater than 25 miles an hour. Main Street's 35. We have a bike path on both sides. How do we address that? I think those mobility bikes, e-bikes, they're going to do 26, 27. They can ride on Main Street.
I think that's was saying that the ones that are 750 watts and lower that cannot do the speed limit on those higher ones were not allowed. Is the way I was reading it.
It says they cannot be used on the road, though.
Correct.
Any micromobility bike.
Yeah.
Any e-bike. Cannot be on there if the speed limit's 35.
There's three classes of e-bikes. There's 1, 2, and 3. Class 1 is those that are 750 and lower. Class 2 are ones that are larger that can go more than 20 miles an hour. And then class 3 are those that can go greater than 28.
Okay. But F says all micromobilities, no matter what class.
No person shall operate a micromobility device upon any road with a posted speed limit of greater than 25 miles an hour.
And Main Street.
And I would agree that you need to change that because obviously your Main Street is 35 miles per hour as soon as you get past the car wash.
Right.
And I get what you're saying, yes.
So I think it's just, and that's the only issue, that's the only place where it's 35 miles an hour in the town.
Yeah, this.
She's going to have to
change it. The road is 35.
So there's two. So I don't think you named this.
Part of it.
Mark's.
Right past Mark's house, it goes up to 35 right in front of his house.
Dollars 50.
But anyway, I don't think we need to specify streets. Just
no, I think it's
35.
Yeah, I mean.
You want it to be 35 instead of 25.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
With that change, are you? Oh, here. This goes with that. With that change, if she makes that change, are you ready for that?
That's just the first reading, right?
No, that's a draft. We're not reading anything.
Okay.
Again, I just want to make clear we're not. As I read it, I was looking for. We're not just allowing e-bikes. You know, we're just making sure there's some rules out there.
Well, right now it's open season on e-bikes, and there is no rules, and we got people. who are getting animals and or people jumping off of safety trails and bike paths, and they're a nuisance, especially when I can stand in my driveway and watch them do zigzag through the yellow lines going north. It's not going to happen.
Well, even if someone's riding a bicycle like that, they should do it.
Yeah, well, okay. Exactly. So, but the e-bike is the problem because they're flying out in front of people.
Okay, but we're not saying that they can't ride e-bikes in bluegrass.
No.
Okay.
We're not saying that. We're saying the same thing we said with golf carts, the same thing we said with side-by-sides. They have to conform to the rules.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
You know, and I mean, okay. As the city of Bluegrass is starting to modernize, if you will, by putting speed signs. We just tried one up there to see how it's working, and I think that's the first step. However, I can't sit in my home every night and have people call me to tell me that they're being run off of our safety trail by an e-bike. I'm not going to do it.
You got something to...
And of course, every time you call it in, well, then nobody's there, obviously.
Right. Okay, there's some teeth in it to go after them.
Did you have something?
Well, those, how do I say this tactfully? Those younger set do not heed any warning.
No.
We live on the corner of Sycamore and Mississippi, and I hold my breath every day. Plus, I hear screeching tires out there because they're running right out.
Exactly.
Into cars and trucks.
Yeah, and when you live on a street that actually has a alcohol establishment on it, if you will, makes it even worse. So,
you know, I'm just scared I'm going to be scraping a kid up off the street somewhere. And
nobody wants to do that. But I don't want the average person that likes to go out and walk their dog or likes to get exercise to have to jump off of the safety trail or the bike trail because somebody's flying at them on e-bikes or e-scooters. That's not going to happen. And I've gotten several calls on it. And I've gotten several calls to the point of people wanting to take matters into their own hands on it, and I can't allow that, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm trying to do this, and we're trying to be proactive on it.
Can you require them, whoever has to register, like they do the golf carts, so maybe they get a number off of it and track down people who are...
I don't know that. I don't know that. I have not researched that. I've been beating my head against the wall over this e-bike and scooter ordinance since March, and I actually had to put threats out there in order to get this ordinance in front of us tonight.
It
so.
Used to be that important. You used to have to register your bikes.
Yeah.
Any and all bikes.
And I'm not saying that ain't something that can't come down the pipe, but I want something documented in writing for us so that I know that our police department can handle it that way.
My whole thing is a bicycle has to abide by all traffic laws, just like anybody else on the road.
Yep.
Okay. We also have an ordinance that says the safety trail is not supposed to have any motorized vehicles on it.
Correct.
An e-bike has a motor. I don't care how you look at it, whether it's electric or not. You've got cars out there that do 150 miles per hour with electric motors. So, an e-bike is a motorized vehicle. That's what I'm saying.
Which is how the law reads, or which is how the statement's read. It does have a motor. Whether it's an electric motor or a gas motor, it's a motor. It's kind of like your golf cart. So with that change, are we good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll read it. I'll get it. I'll read the email.
Okay. Next item is Resolution 2026-35, adopting policy on the reasonable use of artificial intelligence. City of Bluegrass, Iowa, Resolution 2026-35, resolution adopting policy on the reasonable use of artificial intelligence. Whereas the City of Bluegrass recognizes the growing role of artificial intelligence, parentheses AI, in enhancing operational efficiency in public service, and while AI tools have the potential to significantly enhance productivity, efficiency, and innovation across various tasks, including drafting documents, text editing, idea and imaging, image generation, software code writing, data analysis, anomaly detection. They also pose a risk such as bias, inaccuracies, and intellectual property concerns. Therefore, as AI technology evolves rapidly, organizations must carefully assess both the benefits and risk associated with its adoption. Whereas the City of Bluegrass feels it's necessary to adopt a policy to establish framework for the best practices relating to AI and aim to promote responsible and ethical use of generative artificial intelligence, parentheses AI, technologies by establishing clear minimum requirements and prohibited uses of AI to ensure that AI technology is utilized to enhance the efficiency, innovation, and productivity while safeguarding against potential risk and misuses. And whereas the policy shall strictly prohibit use of AI technologies for activities that may pose ethical concerns, are harmful, illegal, or in violation of state policy. Therefore, it is essential that the use of AI and ethical responsibility maintain public trust and ensure compliance with the legal standards. And whereas the policy shall apply to all employees of the City of Bluegrass engaging in the AI tools and systems while conducting city-related business, including but not limited to generative AI programs, Microsoft Copilot, and ChatGPT. Now, therefore, be resolved by the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, hereby adopts the reasonable use of artificial intelligence policy that shall strictly prohibits the use of AI technologies for activities that may pose ethical concerns and are harmful, illegal, or in violation of state policy. Therefore, it is essential that the use of AI ethical and responsible to maintain public trust and ensure compliance with the legal standards. Passed by the City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day of July, 2026. Approved and signed by the Mayor of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, this 20th day of July, 2026. Is there a motion for adoption?
Also moved. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Black.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item in nuisance abatements, item number 16. I know there's been letters sent out and there has been some nuisance abatements abated already. Where exactly we're at, I'm not 100% sure, but we are moving forward. That being said, the next item is item number 17, the clerk's report. You see her report in front of you of the things, still working on the code book, variance and final plat request for the Chester and Rita Pelsang variance. Nuisance abatements, software, year-end amendments and resolutions, and then obviously the vacancy of the council. And then let's go back here to our lovely penalties. So in the month of June, there was a total of 6 delinquent letters sent out, totaling $586. All paid with the exception of 2 accounts, and there will be liens placed on that property 30 days. 4 liens were placed from last month's delinquencies. There was 81 accounts that did not pay their garbage bill in the month of June, totaling $395. 81 accounts. So as I thought it was going to get better, it's obviously not getting any better. So Bank of Bluegrass.
Just to know our garbage is up to $18 next month.
Yep. Well, for 81 people, it doesn't make any difference because they ain't going to pay it anyway.
Joyce, where'd you guys get that?
Joyce handed it out.
Oh.
Put it down. You should have had it.
I might have took yours.
You may have it.
Okay.
Next is strategic goal planning and goal setting. We're working toward that. For the council's information, I know I was told that the city engineer has a pre-con meeting. I believe it's either this week or the first next week. I told him to send it out to everyone for the Telegraph.
Okay.
We have not heard from, well, we got their information, their bonds and everything, but we have not heard back from Manats on when they're gonna start the patching. But we do know that they wanna get started on that resurfacing of Telegraph to Main. So, anybody else have anything?
The only thing would be the priority of sewers out there and...
Correct.
Figure out what's going on.
And I will get ahold of Jim yet this evening about that. That being said, is there anybody in the audience that has anything else? Seeing none, is there...
Can I just, I would like that, and I think I would like that on the agenda next time, the follow-up on the sewer stuff.
Okay. Trust me, it's going to be there.
Thank you.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Furman.
Aye.
Black. Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Something for my wife.
Oh, okay.
Because you've never received her writing.
All I can say is...